Hey, podcasters, it's Jimmy and producer Grace. Nath had to run out of the studio. Do you want me to see if I can fire the podcast thing, if I can find it?
I could probably do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You remember I used to panel the show?
Yeah, I remember you crying. Yeah. All right, so press the button.
All right, let's
do you find it? You can come back to this side.
Yeah, I will, but...
Because Nath will come
back. Podcast promo. No, I don't know how he organises this is the issue.
So Nath, hey podcasters, Nath has like a whole bunch of buttons over on here. So he's the one who pushes the buttons for the show.
Mm.
So if anytime you hear a sound effect or a noise or a song or ads, anything.
I got it. Okay, here we go. Three, two, one. Oh, I didn't have the fader up.
Here we go again. Yeah, and then you have little like volume faders.
Hot keys. We're in record. All right, three, two, one.
So, didn't catch the show on
Wednesday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
Hey, podcasters, good to have you here.
Or both of them.
That was good.
You did.
We nailed it. Well done.
Round of applause.
Oh no. hang on. God, look at me. Panel Grace.
You can come back over this side now. Nath will walk back in at some stage. Hey, podcasters. We're just recording this before the show. So we don't know if anything's good on the show, but what am I looking forward to? Oh, I'm hoping what's make you angry. We did that last week. So how I'm going to talk, maybe you haven't heard a podcast, so I'll tell producer Grace about it. So we did it last week, and how it works so people call, right, something they're angry about. So, and then Nathan and I have to decide if it's okay to be angry about that thing.
Oh.
Or you got to let it go and move on.
So you're rating the anger.
Yeah. So it's either a yes or no.
Yeah.
Because we think in life, it's sometimes it's good to be angry, right? You got to get it out, right? And some stuff is, you should be angry about this. Because I think sometimes anger gets unfairly treated.
Yeah.
It's like it's a bad thing, right? But sometimes you need, you know, someone cuts you off in traffic. You need to get angry.
Sorry, Nate's just out having a chat now.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't hit the code. And then, or like it could be something like, you know, some lady was like, oh, my Uber Eats was a bit late. And then me and I thought, oh, you're
probably
let that
overreacting
one go.
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how
I
it
like
works.
That. I like that. It's probably
welcome
a
back.
Good.
Nice.
Hey, guys, how you going?
We're doing the podcast.
Oh, you're doing the podcast?
Yeah.
Producer Grace walked over.
You pressed the button.
Fired the opener.
How good.
What up, God? I'm actually really proud of you guys. I'm so, you know what, like a proud dad moment.
Yeah.
She fired a round of applause as well. It was
great.
Good on you, Grace.
And she's even faded it down.
Well, I didn't want the sounds to be too tall.
Yeah, I know. Too tall. Sorry. Too tall.
Good to have you back. I was just explaining to producer Grace.
One thing you didn't do was hit record. So luckily we've got an audio producer who can rip
he
this.
He can get it from the little secret room online. Right.
But two out of three ain't bad.
There's also cameras here. They've got audio, so we'll be fine.
Oh, we can save that. Yeah, that's fine. I probably didn't mention it.
Ah, don't worry about it.
But you
right.
wanted to.
Of course
I did. You're worried you'd be... He's worried he's out of a job.
No.
Oh, we've seen how good you are on the buttons.
No. We've already brought this up. I cried.
The first thing she said, I was like, let's do the podcast. And she's like, I can walk around there and fire it. And I went, what? And she goes, yeah, I used to panel. And I went, yeah, and cry.
Yeah. And hey, not a single tear.
No, I was explaining to her something that's on the podcast, and I told our podcasters that it hasn't happened yet, but we're hoping it'll be a great show. But one of the things is what's making you angry.
Yeah.
And I was explaining to Grace how we do it is people call up with what's making them angry, and then you and I have to decide
yes.
if they're allowed to be angry and we're angry
too. We can either rile them up even more, or we tell them get over it. It's not that bad.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking for.
Is it okay with you guys if I do a little bit of a birthday shout out?
Of course you can. A birthday shout out, mate.
No, not if I think it's for. If it's for a human, then yes, we do human shout-outs.
We can do human shout-outs or animals who have sadly passed away. Either of those?
No.
Tell the truth, mate.
Better fit into one of those categories.
He's not. Okay, my dog.
Happy birthday, Bailey.
My dog, Bailey, turned 15 today.
15?
15.
15 years old.
And he is doing well.
What did you get him?
A box.
Okay. I got him.
Put him in.
A photo shoot.
A post-mortem photo shoot?
No, he's still alive in the photo shoot. So while I was away, I had a lot of time on my hands.
Sure.
So I entered a Instagram competition for Bailey to be featured in a coffee table book for senior dogs. And I went...
There's a senior dog.
I'm senior actually dogs coffee
there's
table
a lot
book.
In this.
I know.
There's a lot in this. I'm kind of around it.
They give me a call and they go, you're not going to believe it. You've won. Bailey's going to be in the book. And I was like... This is perfect. Tees up with his birthday and everything. And they're like, okay, so.
So it was today?
No. It was last week.
Oh, okay.
They were like, so to get in the book, you have to pay $150.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Oh, and they're like, you know, it's going to charity. They're donating their time.
What's the charity?
It was some senior dog rehoming charity or something.
Somebody's wallet.
They were like, 50% goes to book production, 50% goes to charity.
It all goes to children. Really? We're all someone's children. Yeah.
It all goes to children. My children.
But I've gone, all right, well, $150. He'll get in the coffee table book. That's
but you, it was a competition you entered, but then you had to... Anyway.
And then I get there.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, if you want to purchase all of the photos, $1,499.
$1,500?
Yes.
For old dog photos?
Yes.
Do they use them?
Yeah, he's going to be in the book.
Do you get the book for free?
You get a copy of the book for free. Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
We didn't end up paying $1,500. We ended up paying $400 for four digital photos.
Is that on top of the $150?
Yep.
$550.
Yep. So that's Bailey's
15-year-old
birthday present. They really lay it on you thick, though. They're like,
lay it on you thick.
Think about it when, like, 10 years down the track, Bailey won't be here anymore.
He won't be here in 10 months.
10 years, mate, that is a generous.
They're like, you
unless you're
look
including
back
the earn time.
So, yeah, that's how I got scammed into a very expensive dog photo shoot.
You know,
shoot
this
on my
reminds
leave.
Me of, Jim, that Disney scam that I went through. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, super quick story because I'm not going to top that, but essentially, like. I was told that I should go to these tryouts because the big Disney producer, this is well before radio, this big Disney
not
producer.
That much before radio, unfortunately.
Two years ago.
You're like, no, you weren't you like 18 or 20 and everyone
no, I was
else
21.
Was like 6?
21. And everyone else was, between 5 and 12. And they told me that there was this big Disney opportunity and
went,
you go it's out there.
Children.
You went out there and did 2 hours of auditions, learnt my lines and I did it in front of this producer and he goes, oh my God, you've got it. You've got it. I was like, this is it. You're coming to LA. This is massive. I'm like, oh my God. This is huge. What I didn't know is that there was 300 kids there and he said the same thing to all of them because it cost $85,000.
Yeah.
85 grand.
But that's how they get you. They go, you're not going to believe it. You've won. And you go, I've won.
I know. And God, didn't he carry on? The whole thing was a bloody Ponzi scheme.
Mm.
Can I say that this is... It says more about you two than it does the people
trying
to...
I don't think it does.
Hey, you're talking to a Disney star and someone with old dog photos. So now who's the loser?
Are they the photos you posted today?
No.
I was about to say that was shit.
I took those, but thanks.
Yeah, but you're not a professional.
No, I'm not a professional. They
like, if you told me that,
What makes them special? What makes them worth that much money?
Have you got them on you?
No, they haven't arrived yet.
Oh, God, you're not going to get them, mate.
What do you mean they haven't arrived?
They had to go through an elaborate editing process.
This is a scam, Grace. Oh. You've been scammed. You've been thwarted.
You're never going to get those photos and you're never going to get that money.
Wait, you'll be laughing when I come in here in 30 days.
I'm laughing now.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, this is something that we started last week because you and I, for a long time, we feel like being angry, getting angry, has been getting a bad rap.
Of course it is.
And it's like, mate, calm down. I need to be angry.
Yeah, it's real, like, take a few breaths. Yeah, screw those breaths.
No. Now, look, I do think that there are a bunch of things out there that you should get angry about.
Yeah.
That rightfully so piss you off. And getting angry, it sort of gets it off your chest.
Of course
it does. Helps you move on from it. There are some things, though, that I think people do.
You should get over.
Yeah, you should get over get over quite quickly. And that's why we love asking the question, what's making you angry?
What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out. Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yeah. So 131060 Australia, give us a call. You just tell us what's making you angry. And then Nath will either, we'll have a little chat, Nath and I'll have a little chat, and we'll say, yep, that's right.
Yep.
You're allowed to be angry.
We'll either agree with you and go, absolutely, and we'll probably join in. Most likely, we'll join in that anger.
We will.
And we'll roll you up even more.
Because when you're right, you're right. And Nath and I will be part of that.
Of course you are. So imagine you are like you're like a wind-up toy. You know what I mean? And if you're angry, we'll keep turning that.
Yep.
We'll keep turning it.
But if you call us up and it's not great. We might just say, hey, guys, really need to calm down here.
Yep.
Now, again, this could be something. You could be angry about something that happened today. You could be angry about something that happened a couple of weeks ago. This could be, I mean, we did this last week, Nate. Someone called up years ago.
You could be holding on to it.
Years ago in grade one, I think this was like 20, 30 years later, earrings were stolen by a teacher.
Confiscated, allegedly.
We'll never give them back.
So stolen.
That is stolen.
Mm.
And still angry. And we had a chat, and rightfully so.
Absolutely.
You're better be angry over that one.
So Australia, this is where we hand over you right now. 131060, jump on the phones. What's making you angry? Again, it could be something that's just happened. It could be something that happened a while ago. We need you to call right now, 131060. We either agree with you, and God, will we rile up. Or we go, get over it, move on. Worst thing's happening. 131060, jump on the phones right now. We need to know what's making you angry. We've got some prizes to give away if you do get involved. So 131060, we'll take your calls next. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
See, what's making you angry?
What's making you angry?
And can we make you angrier?
What's making you angry?
Or chill you out, depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yes, 131060 Australia, give us a call. What's making you angry? We just love to give you the opportunity to get it off your chest, but we're here to help.
Yep.
We're either here to make you angrier, because sometimes you just need to be angry about stuff. But sometimes you need to let it go.
Sometimes anger's okay, and we'll rile you up and we'll back you in. That's what the purpose of this is. What did we call ourselves last week? Like the Masters of Anger? Or
Angry Boys?
Angry Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. Angry Boys.
The Angry Boys.
Come after us, Chris O'Leary. Sue from Wodonga. Hi, Sue.
Hi, guys.
Sue, what's making you angry?
The shortage of good men.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fair enough, Sue. How long have you been on the market for?
About 18 months now.
18 months. How many dates you gone on, Sue, in 18 months?
Oh, I'd probably say maybe 15.
15. And almost one a month. And
how many of them were good?
Maybe two.
Right. What is, Sue, what are you... I mean, I agree. I think this should... You have every right for this to be something making you angry. So, I mean, I'm assuming there's a... Is your anger directed towards the shitty men or just men in general?
Well, it's not directed... it's not directed to men or the shortage of men. It's just directed to the situation, really.
Mm.
The fact that I can't do anything to help myself within the situation.
Yeah.
Can you describe to us, what is a good man? What are you looking for?
Intelligent, funny, and taller than 5'7".
I was about to say that's why you called this show. On you, Sue.
I was nearly there. 5'6".
Emily from Pasco Vale. Hello, Em. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, Em. You sound like you're angry at something.
Oh, I'm so peeved.
What do you got,
I'm
Em?
I'm so angry. Look, I had tickets to go and see Rod Stewart on Saturday at A Day on the Green. Second time he's cancelled. He cancelled 3 years ago because of COVID. And... never got to see him. It's been my lifelong dream. Anyway, he played Thursday night and Friday night at Rod Laver, jumping around, parading, dancing on stage. I see all these news feeds of him dancing.
Mm.
Cancel Saturday. And then on Sunday, Monday, he was parading again in Adelaide.
Emily.
I'm so angry.
So, Emily, just quickly, are you angry at Rod Stewart or are you angry at, like, cancellations?
No. Oh, yeah, both. But I'm angry at Rod Stewart.
Yeah, bloody Rod.
Screw you, Rod.
Can I just chat to you, Nath, really quickly?
Sorry,
just stay there.
Sorry, Emily, we're just going to have a quick sidebar. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, you know, musicians, it's hard. He's doing a lot of performing. He needed a rest because then Adelaide would have missed out if he didn't.
I get that, but Emily has worked hard three years. It's a life dream. And Rod's just cancelled last
minute. If I ask her how old she is and how long she's loved Rod Stewart, that
I just feel like I'm on Emily's side here and I'm really angry for her.
Okay, I just need to get to where you are.
Okay, of course.
Let's go back to Emily.
Emily, hi.
Emily,
sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you mind if we ask how old you are?
I'm 55.
55. And how long have you been? How old were you when you first started loving Rod Stewart?
Oh, my God. When I was a teenager.
Oh, Rod!
I'm angry. You come to the country and
you miss out on M. Asshole! Glad we got that off our chest.
No, it's good.
Hello, Tim. Tim from Bendigo. Hey, yeah, we're good, mate. You angry at something, Timbo?
Yeah, ignorant to the fact of, like, people and just, like, general courtesy, like, I won't mention any names, but it's not like a big bank retailer or whatever. You know, you haven't got all day to be sitting on the phone waiting for them to get back to you when their job is they've got a call centre for that stuff.
Right?
So they don't mind sitting on the phone all day because they get paid for it. But me, you know, I've got kids and I've got stuff to do. The last thing I want to be doing is sitting on the phone all day.
Tim, can I ask you, Tim, what are you doing right now?
What am I doing right now?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting trying to fix this car.
Yeah, I just stuck it here a bit. I thought you might have been punching him.
The banging.
No, yeah. I was also saying you're also on the phone right now, Tim. So I'm just...
but
car's not going to fix itself.
I agree with you, Tim, and I'm bloody ropeable at it, Tim.
Banks
are waiting on the phone.
I don't understand how this certain bank, right? They let me pay ID to an email that doesn't exist.
Mm.
But in the meantime, I'm trying to get me money back, and they say, 6 to 8 weeks, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mm. It's like, how could this happen through the app, you know what I mean? And I ring up, and I'll get put through to the call centre. Then, every now and then, I might get put through to an Australian over here.
You know what I reckon?
Yeah, mate, hang on a sec. I'll bust for you on hold.
You know what I reckon, Tim? I reckon withdraw all your money, just keep it under your mattress, bro. No issues there. No phone calls need to be made. What do you reckon?
No, they don't have to worry about the missus. I'll have to hide it somewhere else.
We can't win, Tim, can we? We can't win in life. All right, one more. Beck from Bathurst. Why are you angry, Beck?
Okay. Do you know the song? Are you down, 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 down? You know that song, right?
Down, down, down.
Prices are down.
No, not that one.
I have no idea. But it's
baby,
like,
are
so
you
it's...
down, down, down?
Yeah, that one.
I think it's Jay Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's like saying, are you really keen to do this thing, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't are you up for it mean exactly the same thing?
Right. So you're having a go at Jay Sean and Lil Wayne's lyrics.
Yes. Or just English in general. Come on.
Right.
Getting down for it and up for it means the exact same thing, and it is annoying.
Okay, hang on. This is the one, Okay, just have a listen. Let's have a listen. See what you're talking about. Even if the sky is falling, yeah, we get that. It's the next bit. Next bit.
Okay.
Here we go. This bit.
Sorry, Beck. I'm just trying to figure it out. Are you angry at Jay Sean? Are you angry at lyrics? Or are you just angry at, the English dictionary?
English in general. It is stupid.
English in general.
Always drinking a cup of tea.
Hey, guess what?
English.
Shove your Oxford dictionary up your bloody jumper.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim, experts have revealed the three top telltale signs of when someone is lying that we can all use. Handy tactic for people out there. The three top tactics to tell when people are lying, right?
I think most people struggle to lie.
I'm a very bad liar.
I'm a brilliant liar.
You're a phenomenal liar. The other person of our direct team who is a really bad liar is producer Grace, much like me, Grace.
I cannot lie, physically cannot lie.
Yeah.
It's real bad.
It is, but you get sweats. It's almost like the words can't even leave your mouth.
No, and then I'd smile instantly and people just know I'm terrible.
Yeah. In terms of the order of best liars to worst on the Jimmy No Show, it would be Jimmy, daylight second. That would be me.
You guys don't even know what stories are true or what's not.
No, we don't. No. It's only when other people involved in the stories come out weeks later and go, hey, you know that? Complete bullshit.
It's helpful, though. It's good to know when people lie.
Of course it is. So here are the three top tactics, right? So number one, people lying often give too much detail, especially when they're not asked. I agree with that. If I'm trying to come up with a lie, then I'll be I'll outsmart these people and give them detail that they didn't ask for. You know what I mean? It was 3:30 p.m. You know, no one asked for the time.
Yeah, when Australia, you might have missed it again, things on the Instagram, we're talking about Carly Rae, Nate's engagement.
Yeah.
So when Nate did his secret engagement with his partner, he lied about he's going to lunch with his...
Yeah, I said it was my now fiancé's mum's 60th birthday.
Mm. But then you sent all these photos and you were telling me about their day and I was like...
I think I was talking to you about the menu.
Yeah.
When would I ever talk to you about
the menu? On the menu. I'm like,
I don't care. So it checks out, giving too much detail. Here's the second lie identifier.
As a successful liar, just tell the story, the lie, the same you would tell a normal story.
Absolutely. That's the thing. People overthink it, much like myself. People lying often tell fake stories with too much emotion. So putting not just too much detail, but also too much emotion. So, for example, if we use the same story of me telling that the lie about going to my girlfriend, my fiance's mum's birthday dinner, I would have been like, "Oh my god, best dinner ever!" And you're like, "Best dinner ever? Really?"
Yeah. Again, if you want to lie, you need to tell the lie the same way you tell a normal story.
Yeah, of course. You don't need to put emotion on.
That's when I tell you and I look at you deadpan and tell you a story. You look at me and you go, "I have."
Whereas
no
I'm
idea.
Like, and then the waiter came out, Jim.
And he was waiting and stuff. He had dark hair.
wild.
No,
and,
it checks out.
And the third, this, and the third thing to help identify when somebody's lying is, what you can do is you can focus on one specific detail of the story and hone in on it just to see if people falter, right? So if people are asking about, so for example, again, we'll use that story of me telling a horrible lie that was easy to see through. If I'm talking about, I don't know, the duck, right? The duck, yep, on the menu. Hone in on the duck. What do the duck taste like? And you can see my mind ticking over to, yeah, try and think of the details that you're asking for, which should come easily because supposedly it actually happened.
No, see, I think this is the thing with lying as well. Like, you will forget facts about true stories,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be like, oh, yeah, went out for lunch the other day. And then your partner or someone might go, oh, what'd you have? And you can go, oh, I can't remember.
Exactly.
Because you do. You forget real life. Truth. So you got to, that's the thing. When people lie, they go complicated.
They feel like they have to answer it.
No. Same thing. Keep your expression the same. Don't get too emotional.
And you're allowed to say, oh, I don't know.
I don't know, mate.
I don't know, mate. What a weird question.
See, you've gone too emotional.
Because I'm a bad liar.
That's a weird question. You just go, I don't know. Don't know, mate.
So here's what I want to do. 13 10 60. Using these skills to help identify when people are lying, I want to straight a call us right now, 13 10 60, and lie to us, right? So I want you to tell us two facts about yourselves, Andrea. 13 10 60. One of these facts will be true. One of them will be a lie. For each person, we have to decide which is the true fact and which is the false made-up lie fact. 13 10 60. Using these skills, we need to try and figure out what the lie is, what the truth is. Yeah. That's essentially how this is going to work.
And I think it works, Nath, because, Nath, you can't lie at all.
Horrible liar. Awful. Horrible
and Jimmy, liar. I can lie very well.
So I feel like I'm going to be leaning.
Our powers, you know, combined.
Yeah, but I have no powers.
No, but because you can't lie.
Oh, so you reckon I can identify people like me? Ah, so it takes one to know one.
Exactly.
One of those
situations.
Okay, this is good. All right. 13 10 60, Australia, jump on the phones right now and lie to us. Tell us two facts about yourself. One's going to be true, one's going to be made up. It is our job to guess which one is correct. And the best bit about it, Australia, if you lie well and we get it wrong, you're going to score yourself, get this, a movie ticket pack.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
How this is going to work, we've got people on the phone, three callers. Each one of these callers is going to give us two facts about themselves. One of them is going to be true. One of them is going to be a complete lie. Jimmy, it is our job to work together to figure out who's lying to us. Using some of the tactics I was talking about before, apparently people who lie give too much detail. They often use too much emotion. And if you hone in on one specific detail, they'll have all the answers to it. But that's obviously not the case a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So Right. They're the big three.
So people call, they give us two facts, and we guess which one's a lie.
And we've got to get working together, okay, which one's, yep, a lie. Okay, Natasha from Craigieburn. Hi, Tash.
Hello.
Okay, Natasha, first things first, are you a good liar, just to give us some sort of insight into you?
No, I'm terrible.
Okay. Welcome to the club, Tash. Good to have you.
All right. So, Tash, give us story number one or fact number one.
I have two children.
Okay. Fact, yep, number two, Tash.
I am 23 years old.
Two children, 23 years old. Not heaps of info for us to go off.
What are the children's names, Natasha?
Good.
I've got Willow and I've got Huxley.
Natasha, what did you do for your 23rd birthday?
Just went out for dinner one night.
What did you eat?
It's pasta bolognese.
I reckon it. I don't reckon she's 23. What do you reckon, Jim? We've got to work together. We've got to come to agreement.
I believe she is lying about her age.
Tash, we reckon you're lying about your age.
I totally am.
Oh, yes! Okay, good. Hey, together, we're an invincible team. How old are you actually? How old are you actually, Tash?
I'm actually 27.
27.
Okay.
I could just tell when you freaked. You gave me too many details about the food. Pasta or something?
And also, you don't say pasta bolognese. You just go spag bol. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I know. As soon as I said it.
Yeah, that's right.
She knew. Okay.
Hey, she said she wasn't going to lie.
Yeah, so that's true. Good on you, Tash. Jack from Seymour. Hey, Jack.
How are you?
Good, mate. Are you a good liar? Yes or no?
Say no.
But are you lying?
That might be a lie.
Okay, Jack, give us fact one about yourself.
My boyfriend and I, he proposed to me at Hungry Jack's in Shepparton.
Your boyfriend proposed to you Hungry Jack's Shepparton. Okay. Fact number two, Jack.
I'm a tree climber.
You're a tree climber. Okay. You're a tree climber as in by trade? You get paid to climb trees, Jack?
Yeah.
What do you do when you're in the trees, Jack?
Cut trees, you know, arborist.
Cut trees.
Cut trees. So you're a tree cutter?
Yeah.
Cut and climb?
Yeah.
Hmm. And what's your partner's name?
Jed.
Jed. And Jed,
did you order anything for food while you were there to celebrate?
I ordered food. Didn't know it was happening. I got a double Whopper cheese meal.
Okay.
A lot of detail.
What's your favourite tree to climb, Jack?
So probably a red gum.
What's a real thing?
I don't know.
Damn it! I don't know a lot about trees.
Clever. No, I reckon he's mate. Because what? Okay, if he was a cutter, like an arborist, why would he go
What is it?
An arborist.
Oh, see, I didn't know what he said. I thought he made up a word.
No.
So an arborist is someone who cuts trees.
Yes. So it's a true...
I've never heard that word before.
It's a true word. But that's the thing. He didn't lead with that. He led with tree climber.
I think he didn't get proposed to. I think he might have, but it wasn't Hungry Jack's.
Okay, well, you're
that's
the expert. Because I'm a bad liar. So.
I'm saying he climbs trees for a living. He's an arborist. Arborist, and he didn't get proposed to in Hungry Jack's.
I'll back you in.
From his boyfriend.
Well, okay, so Jack, we reckon you didn't get proposed to at Hungry Jack's. Was that the truth or a lie?
No, it was a truth. I got proposed by my boyfriend at Hungry Jack's.
Oh, man. So you're not an arborist?
No. Where I work now, we got one there, so.
Very good.
I was going to say, I've never heard that word before.
So, apparently, he's only heard it a couple of times because there's a guy working there. Okay, let's do one more. Pika from Sydney. Hi, Pika.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Oh, good.
Peter?
Peter?
Yep.
Sorry, it just says P-E-K-A in front of us.
Did someone outside think this lady's name was Pika?
Grace, did you think her name was Pika like Peekaboo? Is that what you thought?
Sorry, was it Peekaboo or Pikachu? What did you think?
Pikachu for sure.
Yeah, no, thank you, Pika. But
I did think it was Pika.
Yeah, okay.
I was just like, that's an unusual name. I'm not going to question it.
First name Pika, second name Boo, yeah? That's what you thought.
That could be the lie.
Yeah.
No, don't worry about him.
Don't worry. Hey, Peter. Our producer's very bad liars, Pika.
Okay. All right, Peter.
Okay.
What is fact number one?
Fact number one, I used to be in Power Rangers, and I used to make this sound. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Okay,
yeah. Fact number two?
Fact number two, I won Powerball. I won $60 million.
What?
I mean, either way.
It's a great story.
It's a great story.
You're awesome, Pikachu.
Peekaboo.
Sorry, Peekaboo. That's my mistake. It said chew there.
I mean, either way, that's cool. You're either in Power Rangers or you won Powerball.
Here's my first question, right?
Yeah.
So, Peter, if you did win $60 million on Powerball, why are you calling us to potentially win some free movie tickets? Couldn't you pay for it?
Because now I just live in hotel rooms and I'm listening to the radio. So I thought, well, give them a call.
And what do hotel rooms have?
Phones.
Radios.
Yeah. Well, I use my phone.
No, fair enough.
Because I got the radios next to the bed.
Okay.
Peter, tell us about the noise that you made on the Power Rangers.
What was that for?
So I played Alpha 5, which is the robot in the command center.
Mm-hmm.
So Zordon is like the big boss and he lives in a tube. And then when the Power Rangers come into the command center, I'm like, ay-ay-ay-ay-ay, Zordon. Rangers.
I'm not taking the piss here, but I reckon I've heard that.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, I think that is a real thing. I don't think she's made up.
No, but I reckon it's spot on.
Yeah, I don't think someone would win $60 million and call
in a hotel room and call for some free movie tickets at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to lock in. You were lying about the Powerball.
I know. I wish I won Powerball.
Oh, yeah! Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay! Zordon!
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay!
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, new Aussie F1 superstar. Oh, there he goes. Oscar Piastri, of course, driving for McLaren, if you're around F1, has been praised for, get this, having the funniest mum on Twitter. Nicole Piastri, Oscar's mother, is loved by F1 fans because she always roasts her son on Twitter. Have you seen this? I'm not on Twitter, but you're big in the Twitter sphere. So.
I am on the tweeters. I'm not around Oscar Pistari.
Yeah, Piastri.
Piastri. Mm. I'm more of a Den Ricciardo.
Sure, bloke. And that's fine. He's the classic, really.
Classic OG Australian. Mm. But I mean, you know, once Oscar wins a few races, everyone will get around
him. Yeah, let him earn his stripes.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I haven't seen
it. Okay, well, I've picked a couple of examples of his mum roasting Oscar on Twitter. This is happening on Twitter in the public eye. People are loving it, right? So Oscar Piastri puts out this tweet, right? Quarantine day number somewhere in the middle. I've watched an unhealthy amount of darts being played on TV. So this is like, he's saying that. This is what he said, right? And then Nicole Piastri, first comment, it's got 500 likes. Underneath says, wait, so in the 9 hours it takes you to respond to my text, you've been so busy watching darts. So she airs her grievances. Well done, Oscar's mum.
Yep.
Here's another one. Oscar Piastri. He tweets, tonight's cooking chronicles with Oscar. I've lost my good knife. How do you lose a freaking knife? Says Oscar. First tweet, 700 likes, 400 retweets. Nicole Piastri, Oscar's mum. Maybe check your bedroom floor like everything else.
Just a bloody zinger. Bloody zinger from Oscar's mum.
Producer Grace, we'll get this a regular segment. Nate's just reading out tweets.
Yeah.
Sound effects. Doing both parts.
I'm pretty good at it.
You're reading out the likes and retweets as well. I need that information to really picture it.
Well, because also I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know what you Twitter people need to hear.
Yeah, and the thing is straight, Nathan on Twitter. Nathan has no idea that these numbers, they're not that
great. They're average.
Yeah.
Oh, they shit, are they? Oh, maybe she's not that funny. I don't know.
Grace, you've had tweets that have had more than that.
Yeah, look, they're big for the average person, but for Twitter,
sorry, I threw to you with, you've had better numbers. Your response is, well, for the average person. Because you're obviously above average.
Sorry, you Twitter mogul. Yeah, sorry. Tell us more, Elon. How are yours going?
No, Jack.
Sorry, Jack.
Jack is the guy who invented Twitter.
Who's Jack? Oh, I don't know, man. I'm not on Twitter. So here's what I want
to do. Mark Zuckerberg of Twitter.
Yeah.
He sold it, but OG. Okay.
Here's what I want to do. 13, 10, 60. Unlike Oscar, do you have a funny mummy? Do you have a funny mummy?
Have you got the little thing?
What do you want? Like the tweeter?
No, there's an opener for this.
Oh, there is too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Audio Bones is slaving out there. So I got your Bones. Nathan obviously hates
you. Sorry, Bones. I obviously hate you. I'll tweet about you later on.
Slow tear rolls down his face.
Oh, he'll get over it.
He does something for the Abbey Chatfield
show.
Do you
have a funny mummy?
Funny mummy. Hilarious,
sorry. Hilarious. Was that Audio Bones pretending to be a mum? Is he nodding? Is that what he was
Audio Bones, we have like Kira's here from Hot Nights. Grace is here. We could have got one of the girls to do it. What is that? What's that impression? Can we hear that again, please?
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
This is this is Audio Bones being his own funny mummy.
Funny mummy.
Oh, I love him.
I can see now why he wasn't upset we didn't play it.
No.
He's like, maybe I've gotten away with this one.
As soon as Jimmy started going, oh, we've got an opener. Audio Bones like, no, you don't.
Oh, I'm a funny mummy.
13, 10, 60, Australia. Jump on the phones right now and impersonate your mum. Jump on the phones right now if you have a funny mummy or if you are a funny mummy. Mums of Australia, jump on the phones right now if you think you're pretty funny. Or kids of Australia, jump on the phones right now. Is your mum funny? It could be unintentional. I know my mum is very unintentionally funny a lot of the time. Just some of the dumb stuff that she does. Well, it's hilarious.
If there are some funny mummies out there, I'd love for you to call. Tell us a joke.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, or just tell us a funny story.
Yeah, make us laugh.
Make us laugh, funny mummies. Funny mummies. 13, 10, 60. Have you got one? Are you one? Jump on the phones right now. And you know what? Let's reward them. Let's reward the funny mummies of Australia. If you give us a call right now, the funniest mummy is going to score themselves a $200 athlete's foot voucher. How does that sound?
That's a good prize.
The funniest mummy is going
to... It is very... funny mummy. Like, just to confirm, we're not saying yummy mummies.
No, not MILFs. We're not after MILFs.
We're not after MILFs. I mean, no. We are after, but not for now.
Yeah, but not to do the radio. Yeah,
right now. Right now, it's funny.
Oh, Grace's mum's called through again.
Kate, we know you're a MILF, but this isn't the segment.
Sorry, Audio Bones are trying to call. We know you're doing a voice.
So again, if you are funny and you're a mummy, call the show. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
funny. Hey, funny mummy.
Hilarious, darling. Hilarious.
Yeah, the reason we're asking this is new Formula One driver, Oscar Piastri. He's the new young gun on the grid.
Apparently hasn't been going well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't been following much.
Because you asked me before, have I seen this on Twitter? Because his mum is, she roasts him on Twitter.
Yeah, Nicole Piastri, yeah. She's getting a lot of love on Twitter saying she's a very funny mummy because she roasts him all the time.
Yeah, I've just seen people being like, he's got to win. But, you know, not everyone can win that.
No, you're so
There's
right.
There's only one winner every race.
Absolutely, and everyone else, you're a loser. but that, hey, is it,
what's his mum's name, Nicole?
Nicole Piastri.
If anyone knows Nicole, love to have her on the show.
Well, absolutely. Well, she's in the country at the moment. So, Nicole, 13-10-60, if you're
Does
out there.
Does she travel with him?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because they're Australian.
Yeah, they're Aussie.
They might be here all the time.
They could be.
In the country now.
The Australian F1's in April.
So you're going to be there.
I will be there. Maybe I'll look out for Nicole. Go, Nick, spoke about you on the show. You want to come on?
Who are you?
Saw you on Twitter. Be better. Katie from Cessnock. Hi, Katie.
Hello. How are we?
Good. Now, Katie, are you a funny mummy or do you have a funny mummy?
Well, I like to think that I am, but my sister might not.
No, but that's okay. So, I mean, you don't have to make your sister laugh.
So you think you're funny, Katie, but your sister doesn't think you're funny?
No, not at all.
Why doesn't your sister think you're funny?
Well, she wanted to paint her room a different colour. So I said, what colour do you want to paint it? She goes, I don't know, let's do a rainbow. Uh-huh. I said, oh, you can get rainbow paint. She was in the car ready to go to the paint shop. Let's go get me some rainbow paint. On the way up there, I said to her that you need to make sure that they don't shake the tin up too much. Otherwise, it's going to turn into polka dots.
Yes.
So we were at the paint shop asking for rainbow paint, but don't shake it up too much because I don't want polka dots on my room. I want rainbow.
Hey, Katie, I love that.
Yeah, so do I.
Good on you, Katie. All right, in the running for a funny mummy. Brittany from Bendigo. Hi, Britt.
How you going?
Now, Britt, are we good? Do you have a funny mummy or are you a funny mummy?
Yeah, my mum when I was growing up, she's a police officer and, yeah, used to pick me up from school maybe once a week and like to turn the sirens on to embarrass me.
That is great.
That's good gear. Would she pretend that you're under arrest?
Oh, no, nah, she just, like, every time I go near the car, I, like, move away a bit so that everyone knew. Yeah.
So she just drive away from you as you walk towards the car?
Super embarrassing.
That's
With
great.
The lights and sirens on.
That is so good. That is
good.
Okay, well done. Well done, Britt. Janet from Wallen. Hi, Janet.
Hi, how are you, mate?
We're good. Janet, are you a funny mummy?
I am, actually.
Oh, okay. Talk us through it, Janet. What kind of gear are you doing?
I went over to Mount Macedon to the snow and wore my UGG boots and actually fell and slipped and I went under a parked car and out the other end. And then my kids were trying to film it, but it didn't quite work.
Yep.
And then I stood up and almost done it again.
So you
don't wear your UGG boots to the snow, guys.
Oh, that's a lesson. That's a lesson. So you're a bit of like a slapstick comedian, Janet.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, you know.
So have you fallen over before, Janet?
Fall over a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and you always getting a laugh?
Yeah, always getting a laugh, definitely.
What's the biggest stack you've had?
Probably that would have been the worst one. Oh, I've actually been dared to be in a shopping trolley and be pushed off a ditch, and I got my girls to dare me, and I actually did do it.
Right, yeah, and how did that one end up, Janet?
Beat up and bruised, I tell you. I got pretty photos for the bruises.
You got photos
of... Who pushed you off the cliff?
Don't dare your own children to do anything to you.
Yeah.
So your children put you in a shopping trolley and pushed you off a cliff.
Off a ditch, yeah.
A ditch. Oh.
Did you get a laugh, Janet?
I laugh, yeah, definitely. Still laugh today about that one.
Janet, I'm going to give you $200 to the athlete's foot, mate. Well done.
Oh, yo,
sorry.
Love you guys.
Oh, thanks,
we love
Janet.
You too,
we
Janet.
Love you. So now what you do is go and find a shopping trolley. Give us a call.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody. Wednesday night. Asking the question now, 13-10-60, when or where did you fail to hide your bits? When did you fail to hide your bits? Amazon viewers were left shocked at a new show starring Rory Culkin, who's one of Macaulay's brothers, called Swarm. Have you heard of it? It's called Swarm, a new thriller on Amazon.
No.
It's a thriller. I've never heard of it. Where a scene revealed Rory trying to cover his appendage, his penis, with a see-through fruit bowl. Culkin is seen naked in the kitchen before he walks back to bed with a bowl of fruit in his hands. As he kneels onto the bed and offers someone strawberries, a shot of the clear bowl appears on the screen with the character's bits, his appendage, pressed up against it. Of course, everybody can see the meat and two veg, can see everything, even though he was trying to hide it, but people still saw it because it was a see-through bowl.
But isn't it a TV show?
Yeah, it's a TV show.
Yeah,
yes.
So he would have known.
Yes, he would have known, but this is on the TV show. So he was trying to hide it. On the TV show?
Yeah, yeah. So the character, yeah, sorry. But yeah, he would have known. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's an actor. Yeah. Just, I don't think Daniel Radcliffe actually thought he was a wizard.
I don't know.
But that's often how acting works. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But I mean,
yeah,
like, yes. You know, they would have been like, you're going to hide your bits of the glass bowl.
Yeah.
And he goes, but everyone will see it.
Yeah.
And they go, no, of course, they won't.
No, of course.
And he'll be like, no, it's a glass bowl. You'll see my bits.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the, I think that might be called irony. Yeah. Irony in the cinematic world.
It's not. So, it's great. I'm talking through it.
Comedic irony. Yeah. No, it's good that we figured it out. Spielberg and Ron Howard chatting through things.
Welcome back to Jimmy and Nate's movie TV show chat where we discuss the fun.
So one of us, 131060, when did you fail to hide your bits? Now, this would happen all the time at places like the beach or at work where you might have to get changed quickly and you think no one can see you. Or you, I know this happens to me all the time at the beach. If I'm trying to like cover myself with a towel and I forget there might be, you know, something at the back that I'm not quite covering and you can kind of see everything still.
Yeah, well, we had a chat the other day with Sam Felt.
Yes.
Now, it's on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. We did strip punting.
Mm.
So, Nath and I, we had to get changed into Budgie Smugglers.
Yep,
so
you can see this video on our Instagram.
Yeah, at Jimmy and Nath, you can see it. So, we're partying, and if we miss a part, we take clothes off. So, this is on the roof of where we work.
In the centre of a city.
Yeah, so there was a bit going on behind the scenes. We were setting it up, whatever. Anyway, so I ended up on the roof by myself, and I had the Budgie Smugglers. And so there's like, you can imagine, there's heaps of levels.
Yep.
So I don't want to walk all the way back down to take my clothes off to put my budgies on, right? Because I got undies on. So I found a little, like, little...
Inlet.
A little, yeah, nook, little, yeah. Little cranny.
Mm.
And I did the, you know, the quick down, the quick up.
Yeah, which we both do.
But I'm around the corner, so even if you or someone else walked up onto the roof, I knew they couldn't see me. So then later... I was with Nath after the interview's done, everything's done, and I went, I'm going to get my undies because I left them where I got changed. And then I grabbed them, and Nath goes, is this where you got changed? And I went, yeah, why? And he goes, he just points out.
Yeah.
And there's all these skyscrapers.
12 skyscrapers looking directly at him with people in the offices facing at us.
So you could say, Nath, I failed to hide my bits.
You absolutely failed to hide your bits. That's what we're looking for. 131060. Cherie from New South Wales. Cherie, did you fail to hide your bits?
Yes.
Still getting over it, Cherie. What happened? Talk us through it.
So I went to the beach, thought I'd have a great day. Usually wear a singlet, shorts with a bikini underneath.
Yep.
This time I thought I'll take my singlet top off, I'll brave it, you know, get a bit of a tan. Went into the water, got dunked by a wave, got back up only to realise that my bikini top had twanged up to my chin and my brother was standing there looking straight at my boobs. Never again.
Never again.
What did your brother say?
Well, you sort of smiled and giggled and turned the other way, and I'm like, frig. Oh, shit. How do I fix this? Because they're elastic and they just don't go where you want them.
How long ago was that, Cherie?
About 15 years ago.
15 years ago. You're still feeling it, I reckon, Cherie?
I do not swim unless I have T-shirt and shorts on.
And you haven't spoken to your brother since.
All right, 131060, Trey, jump on the phones right now. When did you fail to hide your bits? Maybe it was a hotel room and you didn't know the curtains were open, and maybe it was at the beach, whatever it is. 131060, when did you fail to hide your bits?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Did you fail to hide your bits? You know, you were getting changed somewhere, you thought you were covering everything up, but you completely failed. Everybody saw what was going on. Something that happened to me, I haven't even told you and Producer Grace this yet. It was for the Christmas party last year. I went dressed as a sexy baby, had to get into a little baby outfit. And I thought no one else was here in the office because everyone had gone home for the day. And so I went into the work bathrooms, but I didn't go into a store. I was like, no, it's here. I need a bit of space to do this. And I did the quick down, quick up. As I was down, full pantless, somebody, I don't even know where they were from the sales team, walked in and would have definitely seen Tez. I mean, I picked everything up very quickly, but they would.
Sorry, but you've taken your pants off
facing the door.
Yeah, facing the door. Yeah. Well, because I was so convinced no one was around. Like, I was so
just
confident.
In case, you could have, like, butt's better than Tez.
No, I know. But, I mean, risk it for the biscuit, you know what I mean?
We're going to take it off. We might as well just show it off.
Absolutely. I don't think they didn't see everything because I was like, whoa, super quick. Yeah. And also there's that shock element.
Yeah, because
I mean,
they don't know what they're
course.
Seeing.
Of unless they would like had, unless their eyes were already down in that area, they would have at least, I don't reckon they would have seen maybe just a single Tez. Sorry to that person. If they're still
in whatever. Hey, maybe they're into it.
You never know. Well, they came back every day since. Ayla from Victoria. When did you fail to hide your bits, Ayla?
Oh, well, this isn't so much about myself, but I was at Gumbaywell with me, my partner, and my sister, and we were in the wave pool bit, and there was, like, heaps and heaps of people, heaps of kids and whatever, and my little sister went under the water and came back up, and her bikini, like, came up towards her chin, and then I like was running over to tell her and she thought I was chasing her. So she started like running away and like you could imagine her running, like her bits were jiggling. And then I eventually got up to her and told her and she was so embarrassed, but it was the most funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
How old was she, Ayla?
Probably like 20 at the time.
Very good. Ajax from Bendigo. Hi, Ajax.
How's it going, fellas?
Yeah, we're going all right, mate. When did you fail to hide your bits?
It was at my mate's birthday party. We were planning to go out, so everybody came to the hotel to come and hang out before we go out. So I went and took a shower, but my female friend took a shower before me, and she came out with a towel around her chest.
Yep.
So I did the same thing, and I forgot how short the hotel towels were. So I was like, hey, I'm supposed to be...
No!
So the
I'm swinging around and I forgot there's another party going down there that everybody can have a full view of.
So the old fella's just hanging at the bottom, Ajax.
Yep. And I thought I was funny because everyone was like, "What the?"
We're in trouble. Oh dear, someone was naughty. But don't worry, Jimmy and Afe are back in a matter of seconds. Let's hope everyone's a bit more behaved.
We are back, guys. Hey, here you go.
Hey.
I'm going to go back to Ajax.
Yeah,
because
we love Ajax.
Because he had a great story.
Indeed.
So, I mean, Ajax, you still there, mate? We got you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, you realise what you did, Ajax, yes?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, mate. We love the F word. We say it a lot off the show, but we just have rules, apparently.
So it's a good story. I mean, I don't know how much of it Australia missed then, but essentially you were at a party, you had the towel at the top half, you didn't realise it was a short towel, you had your whole Ajax crackers hanging out. So.
Yeah, there were two of us.
Get on you, Ajax. Love you, mate. Glad we got to go back to him. Hello, Sally from Victoria. When did you fail to hide your bits?
Oh, it was many, many moons ago. So I had been out on a night out.
Yep.
Ended up back at this room at the Hilton Hotel. This is overseas now. And thought I was going into the toilet. I was butt naked and I went out into the hallway. So banging on the door, no one had answered the door, so I had to go and I just found these towels. I had to actually go down to reception and get a taxi from reception back to my house in a towel.
Because it wasn't your hotel room, so you couldn't just ask for a key.
What were you
doing at the hotel?
Oh, just, you know, a bit of this, bit of that.
Yeah,
you got lucky, you walked outside and you had to catch a cab home nude.
Yeah, and obviously didn't open the door when I was knocking, so it mustn't have been, times mustn't have been too good in the hotel.
Sorry, you've knocked to get back in, and old mate's just not opened the door for you.
Yeah.
How was the sex for you? Was it good?
Can't really remember, to tell you the truth.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Quintain! That's it, guys.
Yeah, look, Australia, you know, all good things must come to an end, even this show. But we'll be back tomorrow night, and then we'll be back on the weekend.
God, it was
then we'll be back the weekend after.
Fun show today.
And then we'll be off.
Legitimately, we will be off.
Yeah.
Not because we've been fleeked or anything. I mean, we don't know. Nothing's happened yet, but we are on holidays.
Yeah, we got 2 weeks holidays.
It would be very convenient if we got fleeked and on holidays at the same time. Yeah.
Or we went on holidays and we tried to come back in, they cancelled the party.
Yeah, which has happened before.
Yeah.
The way we finish each and every show is with a rating from the good people of Australia. Doesn't matter how much of the show you've heard to, but please welcome to rate the show today, Jace. Jace from Melbourne. Hello, Jason.
G'day, boys. How are you travelling?
Yeah, we're all right, mate. You going all right yourself?
Oh, look, I was driving around tonight in the greatest city of Melbourne, and I had the boys on and all listening to you two, and I had a few laughs, actually.
Okay. You sound surprised.
I had a couple of laughs. Sometimes I did a few, you know, but I was actually had a few chuckles there.
Look, Jason,
like to say.
Jason, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes, like, I mean, we're the ones doing it, but sometimes, like, afterwards, like, if we go to a song or the ads, I sort of go to myself, I go, ugh.
That one didn't quite hit, Jim.
Yeah,
wasn't
it? No, it didn't hit, yeah. Most of my life's like that, boys. I get home every day and I go, well, how'd we go today? And I go, yeah, no, I don't think I've hit the mark today.
Jace, we can't always get it right, can we?
Well, if we could, imagine how over the world would be.
Yeah, oh, mate, it would be good, but I mean...
Wouldn't it be bliss just to, you to get out of the car and not have to argue about whether the lettuce is right or wrong? You know, imagine...
You're so right, mate. And we wouldn't have to come out of shows going, oh, God, another crap one.
But I feel like this was a good one. What do you want to give us out of 10, Jace? Give us a rating.
Look, I don't want to go... I'd love to give you 10, right?
Yeah.
Because I was actually laughing, but I'm feeling sorry for the people coming in after me rating. I've got to give them a bit of room.
Yep.
Yeah. So theoretically, I've got 2 fives up, 10. I'm going 10, but I'm going to go 9.4 just so someone else has got some room to give you a 10.
No, that's fair enough, mate. We'll take a 9.5, Jace.
9.4.
Happy
days, boys. 9.4, yeah. 9.4.
Oh, yes, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.